The World Council of Churches Commission on World Mission and Evangelism has presented a new ecumenical mission affirmation to the World Council of Churches 10th Assembly in Busan, Korea. It was one of many activities at the assembly, which began last week and ends on Friday. Dr. Olaf Fixit-Zweit, the General Secretary of the WCC, spoke with Philippa Hitchin about the meeting.
I hoped and prayed that this would really be a gathering where we got a new momentum, a new commitment from the churches and our ecumenical partners to work together within the framework of the World Council of Churches, and that we could renew our commitment to work for unity among ourselves, for unity and for the justice and peace in the world. I feel also now, reflecting halfway, that my expectations are raising. I have even more expectations that will happen now.
You went, didn't you, before this meeting to North Korea to try and involve the churches there. What can you tell us about that meeting, how successful you feel it was?
It was a very special experience to visit North Korea. I've never been there before, and not many come to North Korea. It's a country that are closed in many ways. But the meeting with the Korean Christian Federation, who is our partner there, was very significant. We were able to connect and also to reconnect with them, since they also have a new leader. And to my and my colleagues' great satisfaction, they were very much committed to continue to work with the World Council of Churches, even if they find that it was impossible for them to attend this assembly, since it was in South Korea. They said any other place in the world, they would come, but they cannot come to South Korea for reasons they explained to us. And in addition to that, we got opportunity to understand more both the reality of North Korea and also the reality of division between North and South.
Were you a little disappointed, though, that they couldn't participate fully here?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we hoped that could be a possibility, and that was what we asked them to. But we have to accept their conclusion, and we understood that it was very well thought through from their side. They see that being here could be a risk for them and for their relationships to the World Council of Churches. If any incident here in terms of intimidating or critique that they had to respond very clearly to, even if it was also a case that they would feel that they had to leave and could not accept what's happening here, it would harm the relationship between us and them, and it could also harm further relationship between North and South. So I agree with them in a sense that assembly is a bit more risky situation, because you have a lot of things going on here than a well-planned smaller meeting. They are also committed to come to Geneva after this assembly beginning of next year for a meeting also with South Korean church leaders to discuss how can the WCC continue to convene this dialogue between North and South.
What can this assembly say, though, in terms of peace and reconciliation in this very complex context?
The assembly can say very clearly that the WCC is committed to give peace and reconciliation in this peninsula the highest priority, and therefore do everything we can to convene meetings, opportunities to talk between North and South in a decent place, in a safe space in a way, and also to nurture any contact that can be between South and North and also to other parts of our constituency. We believe that without new efforts to open up the contacts and to strengthen them, there will be no improvement also in the relationship between North and South. And without improvement in that, there will probably also no improvement in many other issues which are concerning us related to this conflict.
In a way, this highlights the multifaceted role of the WCC and indeed your own role. Do you see your role as a political leader, a diplomat, a spiritual leader? Where is the focus of the WCC today?
I'm a pastor, and I'm called to be in this role as a pastor. That means that we work together as churches on the basis of our faith, on the basis of our call to witness in the world about God's love and God's purpose for unity and justice and peace among everybody. That means that we also have to address situations where there are divisions not only between the churches, but also where people are divided for political reasons, for other reasons like conflicts, but also injustices or economic justice between rich and poor. If we can play a role to make bridges, to build bridges between people who are divided, I think it's part of our Christian witness and Christian calling. It's not, in a strict sense, a political role, but it's part of our public witness.
There is an increasing lack of trust in institutions to be able to do just this, to bridge the divides, an increasing lack of trust in the churches in many cases too, and many accuse the WCC of becoming less and less effective in healing and bridging divides. Do you share these concerns?
I share the concerns if it means that we are not fulfilling our calling. I know that there will always be issues that we could have addressed better, or work that we could have done better, and also with more capacities. I believe that whatever capacities we have, it is the calling of the WCC to try to do this, and to try to do it exactly as a fellowship of churches, together. And I think that is now emphasized in a new way in this assembly, and also in the way we have prepared it, that we have to reflect on what we do as a fellowship of churches together, that the WCC as an institution, as an organization, serve these churches and the way they can do what they can do locally, nationally, internationally. And that we have a particular role to bring these dimensions together. I also see that we are called upon from churches, from other ecumenical partners, but also from other political institutions to try to make a contribution. Maybe that is the way we can do it in our time. We are not coming with these solutions, but everybody has to bring contributions to address these issues of justice and peace of today. And there I'm sure that the WCC have a role, and also I'm sure that we have to try to fulfill this role by the grace of God.
You have 345 member churches. That seems sometimes to be an incredibly difficult task, bringing a common vision from very different starting points. This seems to be particularly clear nowadays over the issues of sexuality and gender and so on. How do you answer the critics who see this work here as perhaps the lowest common denominator?
I don't understand that it can be seen as a minimal contribution to discuss issues of economic justice, peace between a divided people, issues of addressing the conflict in Syria together as Christianity, which we have seen now that the WCC has a role to convene and to bring the voices together. I think the points that you mentioned, where we know that there are differences between us, easily get overshadowing role over what else we do together. I would say the theme for this assembly, but also the way it now works, shows that we are actually more united in our commitment to work for justice and peace than we have ever been. There are no critique against the WCC, neither from our member churches nor from, let's say, partners like the evangelicals, that the WCC give this social and public witness a significant role. They say themselves, as we hear their representatives here, that they are also committed to do this. So there is another time now, and the WCC have, I would say, more consensus about this profile than ever before, but that there will remain some issues where we either don't have a common voice or where we will try to bring up issues at least for a proper conversation, I'm sure. But that is part of the challenge, but also part of the diversity among us that we intentionally have. If we don't want the diversity, we can work each one of us alone. But if we want to do something together, we have to realize that we are different as well.
The Catholic Church has an observer delegation here. It cooperates closely and is a full member of Faith and Order and through the joint working group. Would you like to see increased support and increased role for the Catholic Church here?
Yes. Even if I'm quite happy with how strong the participation already is, the Catholic participants contribute in many ways, also other ways than those you mentioned. We even have staff members from the Roman Catholic Church, also seconded from the Vatican. I see now, from my point of view, that there is a momentum also in our relationship with the Roman Catholic Church. I think many hear that the same message coming from this assembly is the same message that Pope Francis has as his profile, and which he also wants to bring as the commitment of the Church, both internationally but also in the local churches. And I find that this gives us also a great inspiration to see new possibilities for cooperation, both on our level but also on the national level.
Is this under discussion in any sense?
Yeah, we have a good, very good conversation with the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, and we will, after this assembly, get together and discuss the new profile of our joint working group. And I'm sure that we, as far as I know now, we agree that we should strengthen that instrument and make more use of it.
The two main focuses of the WCC are growing together in faith and working together in mission. In the light of these two goals, if you like, these two emphases, what perhaps do you see as the biggest challenges as you're looking ahead to the next assembly in 7 years' time?
I think the biggest challenge for us now is to bring the inspiration and the substance of this assembly into actions and into programs, into relationships, and to harness the substance of this commitment to work together and to witness together, and to do that in a way that is inclusive, continue to be inclusive also for more than our member churches and the wider Christian family, and also that we really now develop how do we serve Christianity together with others, but provide our contribution to the Church's witness in the world. This work of a World Council of Churches is not institutionalized in the sense that that we can say, we have done it like that, and we can just continue to do it like that, that's it. We have to renew ourselves all the time, and the assemblies are moments of renewal and of new inspiration. And I'm quite sure that this will remain with us, but also something that we can develop further. In this, we welcome everybody who are willing to work with us, also, of course, the Roman Catholic Church.